I'm Sean Power reporting. With the official arrival of summer this past Sunday, growing season in Northwest Iowa is well underway. ISU Extension field agronomist Leah Tenaple told KLEM that crops in Plymouth County are currently doing well.
We are definitely getting dry. And so, especially in our corner of the state, we've received less moisture than the rest of the state has this season. And we've used up quite a bit of what was down in the subsoil. There's still some there, but we're getting to the point where we need some of these timely rains in order for the crops to keep producing and keep moving along in their development.
Tenaple says the current cooler temperatures help with stress on the crops, but also slows down growth.
Cooler temperatures is nice when we don't have the precipitation because it helps our plants not be quite so stressed, but it definitely does slow down our growth. And so the corn and beans, they grow off of growing degree days. We need those hot temperatures to keep them growing, but there is a lot of stress when we have hot temperatures and no precipitation. And so the cooler temperatures are okay for now, but we don't want to see them all growing season long.
She advises growers to be scouting their fields for insect damage and disease.
So the beginning of the growing season, we really focus on the weed pests. And so there's a lot of spraying that's been done recently, and hopefully growers have gotten ahead of the weeds in their fields and have got some good control there. And so that's kind of a pest we've been dealing with and hopefully having control for the rest of the growing season. But now is a key time to be out there scouting, looking for any areas that might have some insect damage or any disease that could be coming on. Around the 4th of July usually tends to be a big time for the disease pests for that side of things. And so growers should definitely be scouting and keeping an eye out for that.
Tenaple says there's a free field day planned for July 8th at the Northwest Research Farm near Calumet. During the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, the board approved raising the speed limits on several county roads from 55 to 60 miles per hour. The changes come after Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed Senate File 378 into law on June 1st, which raised the state's default speed limit on most two-lane highways and roads from 55 to 60 miles per hour, effective as of next Wednesday, July 1st. In Plymouth County, 17 speed zones will be raised to 60 miles per hour, including zones on County Roads C-12, C-44, C-60, K-18 South, K-22 North, K-30, K-42, and K-64 that are currently set at 55 miles per hour. The law doesn't affect U.S. Highway 75 in Plymouth County or any other U.S. highway or interstate in Iowa. The new limits will become effective as soon as new signs are placed. The board is scheduled to hold their next meeting on Tuesday, June 30th, inside of the Plymouth County Courthouse. Small blue signs are posted at thousands of rail crossings in Iowa, and those signs can be lifesavers if there's trouble on the tracks. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Rail Safety Team is working to raise awareness about what are known as Emergency Notification System, or ENS signs, with today designated as ENS Sign Awareness Day. Iowa DOT Rail Director Amanda Martin says most people don't pay attention to the signs or even notice that they exist.
It's actually pretty surprising. In fact, the folks that we find that have never seen them before, even folks that have businesses very close by to these crossings, they have never seen the blue sign. So that's why we're trying to get the awareness out.
Each blue and white sign has an emergency telephone number, along with another number that identifies that individual rail crossing, and they're both vital.
If folks happen to get stuck on the tracks, if they happen to notice a malfunction with the crossing system, like the lights, gates, that sort of thing, they can call that number and it will get them directly to somebody at the railroad.
If your vehicle is hung up on the tracks or you spot another vehicle that's stuck, calling that 800 number could provide the railroad enough time to get an approaching train stopped and prevent disaster.
One thing we do recommend is folks not stand on the tracks when they're trying to make that phone call. So if you need to take a picture of the sign and then walk away from the tracks, that would be great.
In an emergency situation, you might be conditioned to call 911, but Martin says if the emergency is near a railroad crossing, the first call should be to the 800 number on the sign.
If you're stuck on the right-of-way of the railroad, which would be the tracks or near the tracks to the point where you could be in danger, definitely call the ENS sign immediately, and then feel free to call 911.
If you don't see a sign and there's a problem on the tracks, Martin says to call 911. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.